God knows why he says no. May God bless you and allow us to have a few minutes together with God. In the Bible, we find in Isaiah 55 verses 8 through 9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." When God says no, it can serve as an opportunity to strengthen our faith and trust in Him. God invites us to seek His will and to surrender completely to His plan for our lives, recognizing that His ways are higher than ours. Even when God says no, it can be an invitation for us to seek other ways of personal and spiritual growth. It challenges us to be creative, to seek alternative solutions, and to trust that He will provide according to His will and to His perfect timing. Remember that faith is not only believing that God can do what we ask, but also trusting that He will do what is best for us, even when we do not understand His reasons. Keep your heart open to the direction of faith and trust that God always has your well-being in mind. God may also say no because you are asking for what is outside of His plan for you, and even though it may be good for others, it's not fit into God's purpose for your life. It may also be because you're asking for now and you are not yet ready to receive. And before giving it to you, God will work on certain aspects of you that can handle it correctly when you receive it. Perhaps what you're asking for is less than what God is willing to give for you. So if He were to grant it to you, you would fall short of His blessings. So, my advice is, be patient and ask God to allow you to understand things according to His will, and that no can be a sign of His love and His care for you. Sometimes, what we fervently desire could lead us away from His purpose and His plan. In those moments, God calls us to trust in His infinite wisdom, knowing that He always seeks our greatest good. When your requests are denied, it is an opportunity for you to reflect on your motivations and your expectation. God invites us to examine our hearts and align our desires with His sovereign will. Through divine denial, He can grow in humility and learn to submit to His authority, trusting that He has the perfect plan for each of us. So let God's no be a reminder today of His unwavering love and His commitment to guide us through a path of righteousness and truth. I leave you with this promise in Proverbs 16:3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Have a blessed day, and remember, keep your heart open to His direction and trust that His plan is always much better to your limited desires.